Today's daf is Erev and Daf Kuf Beis, and we are 5 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Aleph on the Beis, the 2 dots, Tonu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Alter Shmuel ben Chavaleya. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Elimelech ben Sholem, Lifsha bas Chanina Halevi, and Avram ben Yibadal Chaim Tovim, Remoisha Chaim. So the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Aleph, Amid Aleph, brought a machloikis between Rameir and the Chacham. Rameir said, a person is not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYachid, pick up a key that's in a Rishus HaRabim, and open up a door or a locked box that's inside in the Rishus HaRabim. The same is true, a person is not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaRabim, pick up a key that's in a Rishus HaYachid, and open something locked that's inside the Rishus HaYachid. Chachamim argued, and the Chachamim said, Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, the Shuk Shal Patamim, Rabbi Yossi said it was the Shuk Shal Tzamarim, where the Olam would stand outside in Yerushalayim, presumably a Rishus HaRabim, and they would open up and lock the doors that they had that were exposed to the Rishus HaRabim inside the Shuk, and nobody had a problem with it. So it would certainly seem that this Chumrah of Rameir is a Chumrah Yaseira, and really, in fact, this is something that one is allowed to do. So just 2 things as it relates to introduction, and that will segue right into the Daf. Number one, this Mishnah on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph is very similar to the Mishnah that we had on Daf Tzadik Ches on the days. The Mishnah over there said, Oymeit Adam B'Rishus HaYachid U'metaltal B'Rishus HaRabim. B'Rishus HaRabim U'metaltal B'Rishus HaYachid. A person's allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYachid and carry something in a Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to stand in a Rishus HaRabim and carry something in a Rishus HaYachid. Standing in a Rishus HaYachid and being metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim is the equivalent thereof to standing in a Rishus HaYachid and picking up a key that's in a Rishus HaRabim and opening and locking something that's in the Rishus HaRabim. In fact, they're so similar, these 2 halachas, that the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis suggested that that Stam Mishnah that says, Oymeit Adam B'Rishus HaYachid U'metaltal B'Rishus HaRabim is only true according to the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Because according to Rameir, who says that a person is not allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYachid, pick up a key in a Rishus HaRabim, open something up in a Rishus HaRabim, so why should somebody be allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYachid and be metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim? There's nothing unique to a key, per se. At the end of the day, what you're doing is you're standing in a Rishus HaYachid and you're being metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim. So if Rameir said in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph that it's not okay, then the same should be true in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. It shouldn't be okay there either. In other words, what the Mishnah said as if was universally accepted on Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, that a person could stand in a Rishus HaYachid, be metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim, a person can stand in a Rishus HaRabim, be metaltal in a Rishus HaYachid, on Daf Kuf Aleph, Amid Aleph, it mentioned that really not everybody agrees with that halacha. And in fact, it's totally in a machloikis tanam, it's Shitas HaChachamim, but Rameir argues, Rameir holds a person's not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid and be metaltal in Rishus HaRabim. And for the same price, we could have had Rameir Shita in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. That's very clear. Number 2, what would be the svara that a person shouldn't be able to stand in Rishus HaYachid and be metaltal in Rishus HaRabim? The 39th of the Lamed Tes Malachis is the Malach of Eitzah. But Eitzah states you can't carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Haitzah, meaning you can't do Akira in one Rishus, Hanach in the other Rishus. In this case, that's not what you're doing. In this case, I'm standing in one Rishus, I'm picking something up in the Rishus HaRabim, Akira in the Rishus HaRabim, I'm being metalto, I'm putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. I was never moitzied Mirishus Rishus. So the Teretz is Pasha. Chazal were concerned that when you lift this thing that you're holding in the Rishus HaRabim, when you're standing in the Rishus HaYachid, we're afraid that you may bring it into you in the Rishus HaYachid and then put it down. So of course, even Rameh, that's Machmer, only holds its awesome in the Rabbanan. Midday Raisa, you'd have to do Akira in one Rishus and do Anach in the other Rishus. That's obviously not what's happening over here. At the same time, Rameh was Machmer, because Rameh felt that it could lead to Itzah Midday Raisa. I mean that it could lead to Itzah Midday Raisa. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Chachamim obviously argue. The third thing that we have to mention is that the Mishnah was discussing standing in a Rishus HaYachid being metaltal in a Rishus HaRabim. Standing in a Rishus HaRabim and being metaltal in a Rishus HaYachid. However, the Gemara, without saying the words Chasurei Mechser of Ahachi Ktani, made a Chasurei Mechser of Ahachi Tani. And the Gemara said that the Mishnah it means to include not only Rishus HaYochanan and Rishus HaRabim, but also a Carmelist. I mean, just like Reb Meir holds, you're not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYochanan and be metaltal in Rishus HaRabim. Reb Meir would also hold, you're not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYochanan and be metaltal in a Carmelist. Just like you're not allowed to stand in Rishus HaRabim and be metaltal in Rishus HaYochanan, you can't stand in Rishus HaRabim and be metaltal in a Carmelist. The Chachamim who hold, even from Rishus HaYochanan to Rishus HaRabim, it's okay. Kal v'chomer, they're going to hold from a Rishus HaYochanan to a Carmelist, or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelist, it's going to be okay. But even though Reb Meir didn't say Mefurish in the Mishnah anything about Carmelists, but that's poshut that the halacha would be true as it relates to Carmelists as well. Regardless, today's daf is going to begin with a braisa that elaborates on this topic, specifically on the machloikas between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. The braisa is a little bit convoluted. The braisa is going to mention, amongst other things, a machloikas Reb Meir and the Chachamim, but don't be shocked when you see Reb Meir's shita initially and it doesn't sound like the Reb Meir shita that we just went through in the Hakdama. The Gemara is going to address it towards the bottom of the Yom. It's up to Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Pischei Sharegina. So the metzias of the first part of this braisa is a garden that opens up into a Rishus HaRabim. However, one was not able to simply go from the garden to the Rishus HaRabim. Rather, there was a gate that separated the garden and the Rishus HaRabim. The gate had a door, and the door had a lock. So we're discussing now whether one can open and close on Shabbos this gate that's locked, that separates the Gina, which is the garden, and the Rishus HaRabim. Additionally, just in terms of understanding the definitions, as we walk through this braisa, a gina has a din of a karmelis. A gina, really, you would think maybe should be a rishus hayachid. It's not a rishus harabim. You would think maybe it should be a rishus hayachid, but hacha b'mayaskinon, where it was yoyser mibes asayim, a gina is loy hukaf ladira, thus it's a karfif shloy hukaf ladira, with halachas that if it's yoyser mibes asayim, it has a din of a karmelis. Additionally, another thing we have to understand is that this lock box, this box that was locked, which is where the key was inserted to open and close this door, it was more than 10 tfachim off the ground. It was also 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. So that the box itself had a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Why would it have a din of a Rishus HaYochid? Because anything that's 10 tfachim tall and it's 4 by 4 has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Now the truth is, it's not so pasha why this box has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. And the reason is because the box wasn't 10 tfachim tall. It was just more than 10 tfachim above the ground. So how would you get mechitzas of asara tfachim? Good achas mechitzas. Good achas mechitzas is not so pashat. Good asik mechitzas is pashat. Good achas mechitzas, you run into issues of makim shakiti and baikim bai. When do we use good achas mechitzas? Mayim, kalshe, kilu chachamim, rav tavla, the mechitza tuya. Right, that's always where it comes up. But ordinarily, l'chura, you would think that who cares? It's more than 10 tfachim above ground, and it's 4x4. Good achas mechitzes. What happened to Malkam Shagidi and Baikim Baik? But for the purpose of our daf, we just have to accept the Gina, because it was Yosem Ebeis Asayim, and it's like Huk of Adir, it was a Karmelis. Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus HaRabim. And the Minoil, this place where you insert the key, was a Rishus HaYachid. Zok de Gemara. Pischei Shari Gina Bezman Sheyesh Lehem Beishar. So it seems that sometimes there would be a little Beishar, almost a little house, little area that was mukaf mechitzas, that was at the entranceway between the garden and the Rishus HaRabim. So if there's a Beishar mibifnim, and the Beishar is on the inside, meaning it's inside the Gina Pesechana mibifnim, that you can easily open and close this lock from the inside. Why? Because once it's a Beishar, so that area that you'll be standing inside the Gina is surrounded by mechitzas. The mechitzas makes the area into Rishus HaYochid. It's true, the Minoil, which is 4x4, is 10 tfachim above the ground, good achas mechitzas, is also a Rishus HaYochid, but you'll add a bimetal to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. Mibachot, in the event it was a Beishar Mibachot, Beisechvana Mibachot, you'd be able to open and close this area from the outside. Even though the outside's a Rishus HaRabim, and the Minoil's a Rishus HaYochid, but once you mak if it were mechitzas, and the outside now is also Rishus HaYochid. So it's going to be okay. Mikan or Mikan. What if you have a Beishar both on the inside, on the Gina side, and on the outside, on the Rishus HaRabim side? So you can open it from the inside, you can open from the outside. This is where it gets tricky. What would be if you don't have a Beishar not on the inside and not on the outside? So then the halach is Asurim Kan V'Kan. You would not be allowed to open it in either place. And the reason is because if you're standing on the inside, you're being metaltal from a karmelist to Rishus HaYachid. And if you're standing on the outside, you're being metaltal from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. So the Braisa says very simply, there'd be no way to open it. The same is true if you have stores that open up into a Rishus HaRabim. If the minol, that's the box where the key is going to be inserted to, if it's less than 10 tfachim off the ground inside the Rishus HaRabim, so maybe Mafteach Me'erev Shabbos, you could bring a Mafteach on Erev Shabbos, a key, U'manicher be'skupa, put it on the iskupa, that's the stoop, that's the threshold. Now the iskupa, Rashi said, has the dimensions of a karmelis. So the iskupa is a karmelis. The halach is, you can bring the mafteach, put it on the karmelis, l'macha, the next day, paseach v'noil, you could open it, you can close it, u'machziroi l'iskupa, and put it back down on the iskupa. If the middle's not more than 10 tfachim off the ground, so what is it? It's going to be a karmelis. That's really what it's going to be. If it's dalit al dalit, and it's not 10 tfachim off the ground, we'll see more about this in the Gemara, but you would think it's a karmelis. So the scoop is a karmelis, the middle is a karmelis, you're allowed to carry it in a karmelis, you can't carry dalit amas in a karmelis, but you don't have to carry dalit amas. Just put it at the foot of the minnow, hide it, I guess, and then open and close it. And that's something that you should be able to do. If, however, the middle is l'mayla me'asara, so now we have a problem. Why? Because if the middle, again, is dalet al dalet, and it's more than 10 tfachim above ground, so now, gurachas mechitzes, the middle has a din of rishos hayachid. Whereas the scupa has a din of a karmelis. So you can't just put it on the scupa and then open and close it. So what you do? Maybe maftech me'erev Shabbos. Then you can bring the care of Shabbos. Umanichoy, not in the scupa. Why not? Because this scoop is a karmelis. How are you going to pick it up from the karmelis and put it into the minnow, which is a rishus hayachid? Rather, what you should do is umanichoy b'minnow, put it in on the minnow, put it on top of the rishus hayachid. Remember, the avir of a rishus hayachid is oila adlerakim. So the whole area above 10 tfachim is going to be considered a rishus hayachid. The next day, poseach v'noil, open it and close it, umachzir l'kami, and put it back. Meaning, you could stand on the scoop and open and close it. What you can't do it is put it on the scupa. If you put it on the scupa, and then you're going to open up the minol, which is more than 10 tfachim above ground, so now you just carry. This is Hotzah 101, or be it midrabbanan, and you carried from a karmelis to a rishon sayachid. If, however, you left it on top of the minol, so theoretically, the key doesn't have to leave the ear space of the rishon sayachid. Says Rav Meir, however, what you can do is you can stand on the scuba. You can't put it, if the minnow is less than 10 tfachim off the ground, so the minnow is a karmelis. So you can leave the key on the karmelis, stand on the karmelis, open up the minnow, which is a karmelis. It's me karmelis the karmelis. So there's no issues at all. If, however, the minnow is more than 10 tfachim off the ground, so now the minnow is a rishus sayachid. So if you're going to put the key on the karmelis, pick it up, put it into the rishus sayachid, you nailed. That's a problem. To stand on the scoop is not a problem. So put the minnow on the key on top of the minnow, pick it up, and then open and close it. As I said, Rameh, what's the problem with this? We're now going weiter. Rameh said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashayachin, open in Rosh Hashayachin. You're not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashayachin, open in Rosh Hashayachin. And the Gemara said, without saying the words, Chasuri Mechsev Ahachitani, that the same is true for a karmelis. So how could you stand on the scoop and open and close the minnow? The scoop is a karmelis. The middle is a Rosh Hashayachin. So the Gemara is going to address it later. But first is another sheet. Chavim say, Af is Mancha middle, Mile Measar Mitvachim. Even if the middle is more than 10 tvachim off the ground, maybe Maftiach Me'erev Shabbos, you can bring the key on Erev Shabbos, Menicha Be'escupa, and you can leave it on the stoop. Lamach the next day, Poiseach. The noyel umachzira the koimai. You can open and lock it and put it down on the scoop, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. How could you do that? If the scoop is a karmelis and the middle is more than 10 tfachim above ground, good achas mechitzais, it's dalet al dalet, so this is hoitzah. So why is this okay? The Gemara is going to address that as well. Oy b'chaloin shagabi ha-pesach. You can also put it in the chaloin. And here the Gemara says something interesting. Im yesh b'chaloin arba al arba aser. If, however, the chaloin is dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim, that's a problem. Neshu kemoitzi mishul shoshos. Because then it ready to say so. So to take it from the scooper to put it on top of the minnow, that for some reason is not a problem. However, to put it on the chaloin, which is dalet al dalet, that will be an issue. So again, everything's going to be addressed now. Zok to Gemara. Number one, midakam v'chin chanuyos. From the fact that the braisa juxtaposed two mitziyoses. The first one was Pischei Sharei Gina, and the second was Chanuyos Hapsuchos L'Rishos HaRab. From the fact that they were put together, it sounds like they're talking about a similar halacha. Right? There's one braisa that seems to be talking about one halachic mitziyos. two different types of practical metziuses, but one halachic metzius, which means mechal de beskupa karmelis haskina. Must be, like we mentioned earlier, that the skupa was a karmelis. Why? Because the gina we know is a karmelis. So if the gina is a karmelis, then presumably the skupa is also a karmelis. Okay, so if that's the case, haiminol hechidami, this minol, why does it eat less be'arba if it's not four tefachim wide? Now the braisa discussed how tall it was. Was it 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim? Right, Ramey made a chilik if it's asara, less than asara, and the chachamim discussed it as well. But we never discussed how wide it was. We took for granted that it was four tefachim wide. But here the Gemara is actually going through it in real time. If it's talking about where it wasn't four tefachim wide, makim p'turu, then it's a makim p'tur. And if it's a makim p'tur, what's the kasha? What's pshat in Rameyer? Why does Rameyer say that if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, you can't leave it in the scoop and put it? Why not? If it's less than four tefachim wide, more than three tefachim off the ground always has a din of a makom tor. So what should be the issue? V is be'ar ba elamai. It was four tefachim. Bal lemir rabban and apes manchah middle lemayla mayud. Maybe maftech meiv shabbos abnicha ve'skupa lemachor pesach ve'noichel ba u'machzira le'skupa lechalayin shal kabi apesach. Right? Okay. Exhale. Could the chachamim actually say this halacha? The Gemara just repeated the chachamim shita. How could the chachamim hold that it's okay to leave the key on the skupa and then go and open and close the door? Well, come and tell to me, Karmelis Rishus HaYachid. You came from a Karmelis Rishus HaYachid. So we need a little bit of help to understand the Braisa. Amar Abaya. So Abaya said, here's the help. Loilam de'em bayar. Really, it's talking about Mino was not four tefachim wide. However, here's the punchline. The yeshbay lachuk l'hashlimay. However, there's enough thickness to the door that if you wanted to carve out a little more, you'd be able to. And you'd be able to make it now for tefach. Ubaha pligi, this was the machlokes. The Rameyah Sav, Rameyah holds chaykikin lahashlam. Rameyah holds chaykikin lahashlam. That being that you could carve out another tefach or two, we look at it as if you carved out another tefach or two. And therefore we treat it as if it's four tefachim. Why? Therefore the Rameyah holds that in the event that it's 10 tefachim above ground, you can't leave it in the scooper, pick it up, and then open and lock this minol. Why not? Because you carry from a karmelis to a rishos hayachid. What do you mean? It's not a rishos hayachid. It's not four tefachim. It's true. But chaykik in lahashlin. Being that it's yesh by kidei lochok, so we look at it as if it's four tefachim. If it's four tefachim, it's going to be an issue. For Rabbanon Sabi, the Rabbanon hold, ain't chaykik in lahashlin. Rabbanon don't hold them, ain't chaykik in lahashlin. If they don't chaykik in lahashlin, at the end of the day, we look at it as a makom p'tur. If we look at it as a makom p'tur, it's for that reason that it's going to be, oh, okay, so regardless. The Gemara just focused on one prat of this long braisa, and that was the machlekes remain the chachamim as it relates to chanuyos psuches l'shus harabim. There's an eskupa. The eskupa is considered a karmelis. That we're taking for granted for sure is the case, and you have this door that opens up to it. There's a minol that protruding from the door, and the question is, I want to leave my key in a place so that on Shabbos I'll be able to come and open up and lock the door. Where can I leave the key? So we had a machlokes remain the chachamim. In the event that the middle was more than 10 tefachim above the ground, can I leave it on the skupa or can I not leave it on the skupa? According to Rameyer, you cannot. According to the chachamim, you can. According to Rameyer, you cannot. Why? Because the scoop is a karmelis. The minnow is more than 10 tefachim above ground. So it's a rishos sayach. You can't carry from a karmelis to rishos sayach. According to the chachamim, you can. Why? Because even though it's more than 10 tefachim above ground, it's going to be fine. So more of shach. How is that possible? Everybody agrees with the halacha you can't carry from a karmelis to rishos sayach. And everybody agrees that if it's dalet al dalet, it's more than 10 tefachim above ground, it's going to be fine. So more of shach, in other words, if it's dalet al dalet, my time is the chachamim. And if it's less than dalet, my time is the rameir. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara said, hachim my askina, where it wasn't dalet al dalet. However, with a chaykik in lahashlim, it was yesh by gedei lochak al dalet. Rameir, she tosse throughout Shas, holds chaykik in lahashlim. So that's why Rameir holds. You look at it like a Rishos HaYachid. You can't leave it in the skupa and put it on top. Whereas according to the Chacham, there's no Chaykin Lahashlim. There's no Chaykin Lahashlim, so therefore it's going to be Mutter. It's Okhti Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Abaya. So Rabbi Bar Abaya commented. He said, Shmami no mahamas nisa tlas. From this braisa, not an easy braisa, but from this braisa, you can extrapolate three halachas. Number one, Shmami no Chaykin Lahashlim. That's easy. You see that according to Rameir, Chaykin Lahashlim, Shmami no, you see another thing that Hodabe Rameir Misharagino. That Rameir was Chayzer from what he said in the Mishnah. Or at least part of what he said in the Mishnah. How so? Because what was Rameyer's Eitzah? Rameyer said that if it's more than 10 tefachim above ground, you can't leave the key on the skupa because chaykik in lahashlin, you carry from a karmelis to a shoser. So what should you do? Leave it on top of the minna. Leave it on top of the minna. Why is that better? At the end of the day, if I'm standing in the skupa, which is a karmelis, how could I be metaltal something in the Rosh Hashanah? It's going to be more than 10. It's in the ear space of the Rosh Hashanah. It's oil out of the rakia, whatever. At the end of the day, I'm not going to stand in a scoop and carry. Or must be that Rameyer himself was chayzer. See, even though Rameyer in the Mishnah, again, we didn't have it in the Mishnah. But even though with the chesurim, machzav achitani in the Mishnah, we had Rameyer saying as Allah, just like you can't stand in Rosh Hashanah, metal shusram, you can't stand in Rosh Hashanah, metal shusram. You also can't stand in a karmelis and be metaltal in either Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. You see from here, there are Mayor must have been chayzer from that. Finally, the Shammai Minah, you see one other thing. Midrabbanan. And this third thing is from the Rabbanan, right? The first two things, we will make chiyach from Rameir. Rameir is the one that holds chaykin lahashlin. And Shammai Minah hadabe Rameir. The third thing you see from the Rabbanan, that what? Isil and Rav Dimi, they hold a Rav Dimi. The Chiyas Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yoichanon. Makam chayim by Rabbal, Arba. An area that's not dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim. So it's more than three tfachim above ground. But it's not dalal dalal. So what's dalal? It's a makam p'tor. What's the din of a makam p'tor? Mutal of nevishes haravim, nevishes hayachid. L'kasev olav. So someone from the nevishes haravim is allowed to put something on it. Someone from the nevishes hayachid is allowed to put something on it. It's not a rishus, not midei raisa. It's not a rishus imidirabonon either. Here's the punchline. Ubilvad, however, shelo yachlifu. You have to make sure that you don't take something from a rishus hayachid, put it on the makam p'tor, and then from the makam p'tor get into the rishus haravim. You can use it as an intermediary to get something from the rishus hayachid to the rishus haravim. From this braisa, the Gemara said, Amar Abibi Barabai Yishma Mino Likud Rav Dimi. Where do you see that from Rav Dimi? Because what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said, you can leave the minoil on the iskupa, assuming that you leave the mafteich on the iskupa, assuming the minol is a makam p'tur, you could put it on top of the minol. However, from there you can't put it on the chaloin if it's dalet al dalet. What's the problem? The problem is because I'm now using the makam p'tur as this intermediary to take something from one rishus to another rishus that I'm not allowed to carry to. So being that I'm going to be used it as this in-between thing, that's why it's not okay. That's Rav Dimi's Chiddush. So you see from there, Ubavad Shalo Yachlifu. Next topic. Nagar Sheyesh Beroishoi Glostera. And this is really a next topic. A nagar is a bolt. This bolt was used to close the door. Rashi explains the Mitzias. First Rashi in the Mishnah. She toivchin oisoi b'chor shebe eskupa linoi ladeles. Eskupa, we know, is the stoop that's right in front of the door. There was a hole inside the eskupa, and you would take the bolt, stick it into the hole, like this, and block the door. There was no way to open up the door. Now, it's going to be mavur from the sugya that we're about to learn that this bolt was tied and it was attached to the door. If it wasn't attached to the door, we have a major problem over here. Now you're getting into real issues. You won't be able to use it. Where it's not attached to the door. Now, what would be the issue? Like, what is the issue? I can't take a bolt and stick it into the ground. The problem over here is boina. You have a boina problem. You're building something. Now, if this bolt is completely detached, so then the problem you're dealing with is boina b'deiraisa. If the bolt is not detached, but rather it is attached, it could still be an issue. Not midday raisa, because not boina. Right? Boina is if you build something, what I build it. This thing was already attached and I just stuck it in somewhere. But the issue that I can possibly have is an issue of boina midrabana. So again, the cases are going to be very technical. Zok the Mishnah, Nagash Yesh Barosha Glustero. If you have a bolt and the bolt has a glustero, it has like a knob, a handle of some sorts at one of its edges. The significance of that we'll see in the Gemara is it doesn't look so much like a bolt. It doesn't look like boina, it looks like a keli. It looks like a keli. That's just what it looks like. So if you have this nagar that has a gluster, or Rabbi Leizer said, you're not allowed to stick it into the hole. Rabbi Yossi, Matt, Rabbi Yossi says, you are. Rabbi Leizer, I said it was a story, B'Knesset Shebet Tveria. This was a shul in Tveria. So you know you may have there. They were not, you had to, Ajabar, Rabbi Gamliel, Vaskenev, Aslam. To Rabbi Gamliel, the Skenev came, and they said, Aslam, Rabbi Leizer, is it right that I'm right? You see, yeah, once upon a time it was Mutter, but Rabbi Gamliel forbade it. Rabbi Yossi said, no, it really, the story was in the reverse. This is again, Rabbi Yossi commenting on a story. Isser, Noyal Gubai. What happened was, they were noyak iser ubar Rabbi Gamliel the haskenim vehitirulem, they were matter. That's a raya, I'm right. So Rabbi Leizer had one version of the story and he brought that as support to his opinion. Rabbi Yossi had a different version of the story, he brought it as a raya to his opinion. Zok de Gemara bin nito ba'ogdoi, in the event this nagar, again we said it had to have been tied. If it wasn't tied, we're not having this conversation. No one's allowing you to use it. You want to close your door, you want to lock your door, that's okay, right? That's the me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan here. You're closing and locking doors on Shabbos. But to use a bolt, that's for sure going to be a problem. If it's detached, we're talking about where it was attached, okay? And we have a machlokes Reb Lezer and Chachamim. If it was attached, there's a gluster on the side, is it mutter? So the Gemara says, if this rope that was attaching the nagar to the door was so strong that the nagar is nitol ba'ogdoi, you can lift the nagar by picking up the rope, as opposed to what? As opposed to the nagar is too heavy and the rope is too flimsy. So if you lift the rope, it's going to snap and you're going to end up not being able to lift the nagar. So in the event that it's a strong rope, kulam alei pligi, everyone's moida that what? It's going to be mutter. Ki pligi, what's the machloik is? B'she'ena nito b'igdoi. In the event that you weren't able to do that, the marit sova, kimi d'yesh b'roish, glos through a tayris kliyol. Rav Yeh says it's going to be mutter because at the end of the day, this is not boina, it's not even mechzika boina. It looks like a keli. It looks like a kitchen knife. It doesn't look like a bolt. So as a result, what's the Mexican bayin over here? It's not going to be a problem. Umar Sovereign, but the Ezra holds, Kiman, the Ein Nitol B'Igdoi, at the end of the day, it's true, it has a Teiras Keli, but Lamaisa, I'm still worried. And what's the Svaru of Rabbi Eliezer? So Rashi explains that being that the rope was flimsy, and if you would pick up the rope, it will detach. We look at the rope as if it's Nishkan rope. And if that's the case, it's as if it's detached. And when it's detached, it's bayna. So as a result, you're going to have a problem. The Mishnah continues, very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. Nagar ha'nigror. If you have a bolt that, again, was attached to a wall or attached to a door, and it's nigra. Nigra means it's schlepping. It's also on the ground. Meaning it's not hanging, it's schlepping on the ground. So that loch is noyel by the mikdash. You're allowed to use this in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to use it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamunach, in the event that it's lying on the ground, kan v'kan aser, everyone agrees it's going to be aser. Meaning munach, meaning it's not tied at all. If it's not tied at all, like we mentioned earlier, everyone agrees it's going to be aser. Yehuda Amri, Yehuda says that hamunach mutah b'mikdash. Even if it's munach, it's mutah in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hanigra, if it's schlepping b'medina, it's going to be mutah in the Medina. So you see two things in the Mishnah. First, the high level point. There's a nafkamina when it comes to Yisurah d'Rabbanan between mikdash and Medina. And this Mishnah, and some of the Mishnahis that we're going to learn between here and the end of the Masechta, is the makar to what's known throughout Shas as Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. That Chazal were much more lenient when it came to all their rabbinic prohibitions in the Beis HaMikdash. So all the different Rabbanans that the Chachamim went ahead and they instituted, they said that this is all going to be an issue in Medina. But if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to worry about the Rabbanans. Now the truth is, many Gemaras and Shas where you see Chazal were worried about the Rabbanans in the Beis HaMikdash. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully between now and Hadron Alach, will try to speak out a little bit of raid on this, because this is going to be the theme of the end of the Masechta, the concept of Ein Shfus B'Mikdash. But either way, this for sure a nafkamina between Medina and the Mikdash, number one. Number two, as it relates to the particular, we're dealing with something super duper technical. We're dealing with a bolt that's attached to a door, and the Mishnah says that in the event that it's nigrar, so the Tanakhama, the Chachamim hold noilim by the Mikdash, avalei by Medina. If it's munach, then the Chachamim hold it's always going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda had a different understanding. Rabbi Yehuda said that munach is mutter even in the Beis HaMikdash. Nigrar is going to be mutter even in Medina. One thing you see for sure is that there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a nagar that's munach, and you would stick it into the ground, is that boina d'iraisa? Or is that only boina d'rabban? Right, that seems to be the shaila. Rabbi Yehuda says munach is mutter b'mikdash. Obviously, it's included in the halach of Ein Shfus b'mikdash. Because if it would be an issa d'iraisa, it wouldn't be mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas the Chachamim seem to say that it's going to be aser midayrais. Zok digamar tana rabbanon ezeu nagar hanigror. What's an example of a nagar hanigror? Shnei lebe mitzvah shi'elad using the Beis HaMikdash. Avoloi be Medina, but not in the Medina. Kosha v'tali v'roisha echam agil arts. If it's tied, then the halacha is again in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be mutter be Medina. It's going to be aser. Yudaim Rabbi Yudah says ze af be Medina mutter. No, that's going to be mutter even be Medina. Ela ezeu nagar shnei lebe mitzvah shi'elad Medina. What's an example of a nagar that you're allowed to use in the Beis HaMikdash? You're not allowed to lose in the Medina. Kosha enoi. If it's not tied, but rather it's the type of nagar that when you're not using it, it's not hanging from the ground, but rather you put it away. You leave it on the side. If it's munach, that's where it's good. This machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and the price is the same machloikis, albeit a little bit more elaborate, as the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda bin Nigrar. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda as it relates to the Nagar HaNigrar. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argued on two points. They argued with regards to the Nagar HaNigrar, and they argued with regards to the Nagar HaMunach. The Chachamim said the Nagar HaNigrar in the Medina is Aser. Rabbi Yehuda said the Nagar HaNigrar in the Medina is Mutter. The Chachamim said the Nagar HaMunach is Asur even in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda said the Nagar HaMunach is going to be Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira said in the name of Shmuel that the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana with regards to the Nagar HaNigra, meaning in the Medina it's going to be Mutter. But it's clearly implied that as it relates to the Nagar HaMunach, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's something that's going to be us, or even in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because we look at it as Baina Dairaisa. And once it's Baina Dairaisa, Avad, it's going to be us. It's actually a Gishmak Rashi here, not for now, but I'll just read part of it. Dibra Maskal Halachak Rabbi Yehuda Benigra, the second Rashi in the Gemara, in the middle. Vaha Baina Kol Shu Chayef. Umelacha Dairaisa Lehutra Bemikdash. Melach is Dairaisa, not Mutra in the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz. Me'akrovas tmidim umusafim the karbonoi sibur shadoichen as haShabbos migzeres hakasav. But other than that, all other melacha is on Shabbos. Avad are also in the Beis HaMikdash, just like they're also in the Medina. That's why munach, to the extent that we look at it as bina deiraisa, it's not only going to be usher in the Medina, but it's going to be usher in the Beis HaMikdash as well. Amar Rava, Rava came and he qualified this whole halacha, and he said v'husha kasha b'dal. This is what we said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nigra. So in the event that it's attached, we don't Paskin like the Chacham and the Mishnah, that a Nagar had Nigram Noilim by Bemikdash Avalei Bemedina. No, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that said Van Nigram Bemedina. But that's only if it's attached. We know that that's the definition of a Nagar Nigra, but it has to be attached to the Delis. It has to be attached to the door. If it's not attached to the door, it's attached to like a post or something, then it's going to vite or look a little like Boina, and it's going to be a problem. Faithful Amy is that true? Rab Tavla, Ikhla Lemachuz. Rab Tavla was once a Machuz. Chazal Ahuda Havatoli, the Ivra de Dasha. He saw a situation like this. And he didn't say anything. Meaning, it sounds like there was something, a bolt that was attached, but it wasn't attached to the actual door. It was attached to the Ivra de Dasha, and he didn't say anything. It sounded like he was okay with it. So the Gemara says, no, who? That was a little bit different. Nito bi'igdai hava. That was attached with such a tight rope that you were able to lift the rope, and this bolt would have lifted with it. Bikahai gavna, you don't have this tonight that the Nagra Nigger has to be attached to the door. When does it have to be attached to the door? If when you lifted it, it wouldn't work. But in the event that it's nitol bi'igdai, again, a lot of technicalities, then over there, the halach is, even if it's not attached to the door, the halach is, it's going to be, it has to be attached. But it doesn't have to be attached to the door. Rav Avya Ichlu in Arda. Rav Avya was once in Arda. Chazal who got, we saw a person, he saw that he had tied the Nagar with gemi. He had tied it with reeds. So the Gemara says, Omar, he said, Dein loy nitrek. He says, you're not allowed to close this. You're not allowed to use this. Why not? He said, because it's going to break so easily, this doesn't even count. This is not even considered attached. We look at it as if it's not attached, and it's not going to be okay. But Reb Zeir asked the Shal, Nikmas Mahu, what would be if you have a bolt that doesn't just go into a hole inside the eskupa, which is the backdrop of this case that we're discussing now, but it goes all the way into the ground. That's what nikmaz means. It goes literally into the ground itself. So is that more chamor, or is that not more chamor? Meaning, maybe that's more boina. If it literally goes into the ground, so there's as far as to say that maybe that's a little more intense. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, he heard Rav Zeir Shaila. He said, Mighty boile, what kind of Shaila is this? Loi shmile, right? Don't you know, Hadetanya, we learned that the Brice and Nishmat Asur, in the event that the Nagar is not attached to the wall, it's Asur. Nikmaz, if you can drill it all the way into the ground, Mutter, it's going to be Mutter. So he said it's a Mefurish Brice. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, Nikmaz, Afa Bishayin, Nishmat Asur. No, Nikmaz is going to be Asur, right? So Machloik is between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmu said, Halach, Rabbi Yehuda, Nikmaz. Tell us, Rabbi Yehuda, Nikmaz, that what? It's going to be Asur. The Tamamai, what's the reason? Abaya said, Mishun, the Mexican Bainer, because if it goes all the way into the ground, here it certainly is Mexican. So Rav Zeir had a Shaila Nikmaz Mau. Rav Yosef said, I don't know, Rav Zeir, it's a Braisa. You should know that. It's a Mefurish Braisa. So if it's a Mefurish Braisa, and in the Braisa, it's Machlokes between the Chacham and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda the Moira said in the name of Shul, that Allah is like Rav Yehuda the Tana that holds Nikmaz Asa. It's Rav Zeir, there's no Shaila. Nikmaz is for sure Asa. Boimene Rav Nechumi Bar Zecharia Me'abaya. Asa Le Beis Yad Mau. If there's a handle on the Nagar, what's that halacha going to be? Amalei say, told him, buchno kamrit. Oh, there's a handle? A handle could be used for other things. It could be used to crush spices. Avad, it's going to be mutter. Now, the truth is, at first glance, you have to know, why is this different than the last Mishnah? Right? What was the first Mishnah? Nagar sheyesh b'roitsha glostera. So he said, that being that it has a glostera, it's attached. So it was machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaisi, what the halacha is. Again, if it was nitl ba'agdoi, then there was no machlokes. Loi nitl ba'agdoi, that's where the machlokes was. So it sounds like that's the previous Mishnah. So what's the shaila now of Asolo Beis Yad Mahu Amalei Buchna Ka'amrit? So I saw two pshat. And one pshat I saw is that Afshanu Chinami, that's what Abaya told him. Abaya told him, the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi. You're asking a good shaila. It's machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yaisi. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi. Alternatively, maybe Asala Beis Yad is different than a Glostera. A Nav is like a little something. A Beis Yad is more of a Keli. So it could be over here, even Rabbi Eliezer would be Moed. Again, we're splitting hairs here. But it could be there's a Nafkamina between a Nagar that has a Nav, a.k.a. Glostera, or a Nagar that looks much more obviously as a Keli, a.k.a. it has a Beis Yad. Itmar Omar Rav Nechumi Bar Ada Asala Beis Yad Mutter. Like we just mentioned, that if it has a Beis Yad, it's going to be Mutter. Hahu Sharisa, there was a beam, the Havabe Rapadas, that was in the house of Rapadas. The Havamadale Beis, it was so heavy, you needed 10 people to lift it. And they used to put it against the door to lock it. So in the previous mission, we talked about how are you locking doors? The old-fashioned way, with a key. Then we're talking about a bolt, and now we're discussing, you take something very, very heavy, you put it against the door, and good luck trying to break in. Right? Rapadas didn't say anything. Amen. He said, the reason I'm not saying anything is Torah's Kliyola. Because I look at this beam as if it's a Keli, hence I'm not saying anything. Now Rashi speaks out, what could have Rapadas said? What would the issue have been? So obviously the issue over here is not Baino, it's the Baino over here. You're not letting him move something. The issue is something, the issue is Muktza. The issue was, maybe this is a mukta problem. So he said, this is a keli. If it's a keli, it's not mukta. Similar story. He asked, see, Davi Bei Mar Shmuel, there was a mortar in the house of Mar Shmuel. Davi Machzak is Adriva. It was very, very big. It held a very large shear. The shear of an Adriva is a lesach. Shara Mar Shmuel, Mishtei Adasha. And again, Mar Shmuel allowed the oilam to carry it. Amr, he said, there's keli, even though it's very big, but it's still not mukta because it's a keli. And as a result, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to use that to close the door. Sholach le Rami Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram. I remember you once said over Halacha's name Rav Asi, and it was regarding the arches on top of a boat. Can you schazer over some of those halachas? Shalach leis, Rav Amram told Rami Bar Yecheskel, sure. You sent him the following. Right, this wasn't a conversation. It wasn't Omrale, it was Shalach leis. What does Shalach leis mean? He sent a shliach or a brief. But he sent him something, and he asked him, you know, I remember hearing these geshmak halachas from you about arches on top of boats, and can you please tell me this halach? So the Gemara says, he told him as follows, Hochem Rav Asi, Hani Kivi Da Arba, the arches that are on top of a boat. So if you have a picture, this is very helpful, but basically you have a boat, and on the top of the boat, there's an arch that goes from one side of the boat, it's very helpful, to the other side of the boat. So the Gemara says, here's the halacha, Bizman Sheyesh Bem Tefach, if the thickness of the arches is a tefach, or it's not a tefach, but the distance between the specific arches are less than a tefach, then or are less than three tefachim. So then, what happens? Lavud merges them all together. So maybe machzelos. So the next day, if you want on top of the boat to put a machzelos, you know, to provide some shade, you'd be allowed to. My time, why is it okay? Because moisef al oil aroy hu v'shabadam. Because in this case, all you're doing is being moisef on an oil. Not only any oil, an oil aroy, to be moisef on an oil aroy is going to be okay. Meaning, ordinarily, to take a machzelis and spread it out on top of a boat is a little bit of a problem. Because you're creating an oil. You can't create an oil on Shabbos. However, if you're only moisef on an oil, but not just any oil, a temporary oil, an oil aroy, then it's going to be okay. What's the shear of an oil? A tefach. So if you have arches that are going from one side of the boat to the other, they're covering the boat. The arches, how thick? A tefach thick. So now if you're going to go put a machzelis on it, you're only being moisef on the oil. Because once it was a tefach, it was already an oil. And this oil is an oil aroy. To be moisef on an oil aroy is going to be okay. So Rav Amram sent back to Rami Bar Yecheskel, you want to know one of the geshmak halachas that I heard from Rav Asi related to arches and boats? Here's a halacha. So on that note, we're going to digress a little bit. Hanu dichri davalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna had rams. The Bimama Bayotula, so they used to drezech in a pen, right, where rams hang out. But during the day, they needed shade because it was very sunny. But at night, it was better for them to be uncovered. The nice fresh air. Also, the Kamei Rav. So Rav Huna came to Rav. He said, what should I do? Meaning on Shabbos, what am I supposed to do? Meaning to put things on top and take them off. You have oil problems. So what's that? He told him, Zil Karuch Budya. So this was Rav's idea. He said, take a budya, a mat. He said, roll it up. V'shaibah tefach. But make sure that even after it's rolled, it's going to be at least one tefach thick. L'machar, posh, put it on top of the pen. That's neither here nor there, right? It's not going to be an issue. Leave it there at night. The next day, when it gets sunny, pashto, roll out the mat. Because once it was already a tefach, it was already an oil aroy. Now when you spread it out, it's true, you're making it from a tefach, let's say, to 10 tefachim, but you're being moisef on an oil. To be moisef on an oil, aroy is going to be okay. I'm a rav mishum rav chia. Rav ner said the name, rav chia, vila mutal and taisim mutal lefarki, rish Shabbos. You're allowed to take a curtain, you're allowed to hang it up, you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos. Why not? Kilas chasanim, but this next part is what we need. As it relates to the canopy that was on top of the beds that were used by chasanim, so that already, mutal lefarkin l'tayis v'shabbos, that's also going to be okay. However, here you have to read the fine print. Amar Rav Sheis, Breder Avidi, le'amar, that's only true, elo she'en begagatav. So before we go weiter. So what was this kilas chasanim? Again, some Gemaras have pictures, which are very helpful. But basically, this is a bed. The bed had two poles that were in the middle of the bed on the two sides, and they would take a sheet and they would spread it over the poles. So it would create like the picture of a tent. It would look like a triangle. And the bed was underneath this triangle. So Rav said in the name Rav Chia that the kilos chasanim, you're allowed to take the sheet off, you're allowed to put it back on Shabbos, it's not a problem. But here the Gemara says, not so simple. Why? Because l'chayr, you're making an oil. Right, to hang a curtain up, if you have a door, and the door is glass, and people can see in, to hang a curtain, what's the problem? You're not making an oil. But over here, this is an oil, you just created a gag. Created a roof. That's the definition of making an oil. You created a gag. So if you created an oil, so maybe that should be a problem. So Rav Sheshes Breder Avidi said that even though Rav said the name Rav Chia, that it's going to be mutter, but again, you have to read the fine print. And here we go. You have to make sure the gag doesn't have a tefach. But if the gag is going to have a tefach, then it's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because, sir, because now already you created an oil. If the gag doesn't have a tefach, it's not an oil. If it has a tefach, it is a tefach. If the gag doesn't have a tefach, it's not a tefach. That's also true if the area within three tefachim from the top is not a tefach. But if, let's say, the spitz, the point, is not a tefach, but within three tefachim from the point, it is already a tefach, that's also going to be a problem. Why? Because anything that's within three tefachim, by Erev and Daf Kuf Beis, we know this already, is lavud. So it's as if it's what's within three tefachim from the top is as if it's at the top. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. And he continued, and he said, and even if it doesn't have within three tefachim from the tefach, you have to make sure that the distance between the stick, the pole that's in the middle of the bed, and any one of the sides is less than a tefach. But if the distance between the side, any one of the sides, and the middle is a tefach, that's going to be an issue as well. Why? Gishmak. Because shipuye oyalim ka oyalim. By the way, if this sounds familiar, Shabbos daf kuflam et ches amid this. Because shipuye oyalim is ka oyalim damu. Because the diagonal part of the canopy is in of itself going to be an oil. An oil doesn't have to be flat. Shipuye oyalim, even if it's on a slant, it's also an oil. So how do you define whether or not that slant is considered a tefach? So you don't define it based on the area of the actual diagonal, but rather you look at the area that it's covering. So you have to go to the bottom, measure. If the distance between the midpoint of the bed and the side is a tefach, so now the shmata that's on that side is considered an oil, and as a result, you're going to have a problem. If it's less than a tefach, so it's not covering the tefach, even though this, again, the area of the actual side is more than a tefach, doesn't matter. But if the area that it's covering, is hovering over, is less than a tefach, in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Amar Rav Sheshes Breder Avidi, Siona Shari. Siona is a felt hat. To wear a felt hat is mutter on Shabbos. Faith Gemara, mutter v'tanya. We don't do the brayso. Also, leikasha. This be tefach. Hadales be tefach. If it has a tefach wide brim, then it's going to be a problem. Why? Because then you're walking around, you're wearing an oil. If it's less than a tefach, it's going to be okay. Elameyata, sharbe beglime tefach. So if you put on a hat that's a tefach, that's already oil. I made an oil. So what if I take my rekel and I put it over my head that it should be a tefach? That's also going to be a problem. That's you didn't make an oil. What did I do? I just put it over my head. That's not called making an oil. Rather, hada mahadik, hada le mahadik. The steer between the two braises. The braise that says, you're allowed to wear this siyon. The braise says, you're not allowed to wear this. Nothing to do with oil. Nothing to do with the sugya that we're discussing. Rather, what it's related to is it tight on your head or is it not tight on your head? If it's tight on your head, no worries. If it's not so tight, then there's a concern that it may fall off. If it falls off, you're going to pick it up. And then what are you going to do? Yavirenu Dalaramas Bishasarabim, and it's for that reason this is something that's going to be an issue. Again, if today's daf feels like it belongs in Masechta Shabbos, that's the first Tosfos in Perek HaMotzei Tefillin.